The University of North Carolina Wilmington recently settled a federal discrimination lawsuit with a black employee in the admissions department. But while UNCW and the employee are putting the legal battle behind them, the underlying issues remain a challenge. Latasha Jones describes herself as a, quote, true Seahawk. After earning undergraduate and graduate degrees from UNCW, she went to work in the university's admissions department. There, Jones said she took a very direct approach to the job.
And I'm a very straightforward person. I don't like to beat around the bush on anything just because it's just not helpful. It's just not the way I do things.
During Jones's tenure, she grew increasingly concerned about the disproportionately low number of black students and faculty.
Numbers don't lie. I did not like the numbers.
UNCW is one of the whitest schools in the state. Across the UNC system, black students make up an average of 21% of enrollment. At UNCW, over the last 20 years, that rate has averaged at just 5%. UNCW's interim chief diversity officer, Dr. Danielle Roseborough, acknowledged the issue.
I think it's twofold. One is that we need to do a better job of offering the right kind of financial aid and scholarship packages for students from historically disenfranchised backgrounds or from low-income backgrounds. But I also think that it can be tough to recruit students of color if you don't have students of color.
Campus diversity was Jones's main concern, but it wasn't the only issue. According to court documents, she'd also been passed over for promotion twice in favor of white candidates, despite seniority and positive evaluations. Jones reached out to New Hanover County NAACP President Deborah Dix Maxwell.
I found it very hard to believe that such an institution would do something that would be so detrimental to not only an employee, but also a graduate of their own program.
At the end of 2019, Jones filed a complaint in New Hanover County. The case was quickly moved to federal court where, in February of this year, a judge threw out UNCW's attempt to have the complaint dismissed. At that point, Jones was 3 years into her battle with UNCW. She was feeling the mental, physical, and financial stress of taking on her own employer and the Attorney General of North Carolina, whose office represented UNCW. But Jones was determined not to quit.
Because people were like, see, this is why we're not going through all that. But I wanted to see that you can win. It just may take some time.
Not long after Jones' story hit the press, the Attorney General's office made a settlement offer. Jones agreed, accepting a role in a newly created position, Senior Assistant Director of Diversity Initiatives. Stein's office declined to comment on the case. Asked for comment on the settlement, UNCW, which denied any wrongdoing in court, issued a statement touting new efforts to support diversity, including Jones's new position, and an initiative to raise $1 million in new diversity and inclusion scholarships. It's worth noting that not everyone on campus or faculty agree that there are problems with the racial climate at UNCW, or that proactive recruitment of minorities is necessary. However, several who voiced this opinion to WHQR declined to go on the record, expressing fear of being labeled as racists or bigots. Asked about this, Dr. Roseborough said she had heard some of these concerns at student listening sessions.
And what I did hear from some students was that they do want UNCW to be a place where there is diversity of thought and that they can express a difference of opinion and not feel as if they'll be immediately attacked.
Roseborough also emphasized, however, that the whole point of a university was to accommodate divergent views, but not at the expense of core beliefs, such as diversity and inclusion. It would not be surprising to some if Jones's experience had soured her on UNCW, but asked if she's still a, quote, true Seahawk, Jones laughs and says yes.
Yes, I still have a love for UNCW. I want the best for UNCW. I really do. I just hope that UNCW can be an example for other predominantly white institutions of what real restorative justice looks like.
For WHQR, I'm Ben Shockman. For more, including data and documents cited in this story, and more on UNCW's diversity efforts, visit WHQR.org.